Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi. There was an insane game, and it wasn't the Rockets and the Cavs, an insane game in the NBA last night. Oklahoma City and New Orleans. With 3 seconds left, 4 seconds, 4.5 seconds left in the game, Oklahoma City is down three, and they inbound it to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and he hits. You're going to hear the call. He hits a stupid three. I mean, it up.
Off balance, off the right foot.
About 30 feet away.
Off the right foot, at least 30 feet away. He's falling to his right. It's a prayer.
Okay, but it's not over. With 1.7 seconds left, okay, Devontae Graham gets the ball. Here is the call of both of them. And you got three different calls, right?
They are back-to-back.
Okay, here we go. Here, you got to hear this.
Giddey's got to get it in. No timeouts. The ball is inbounded to Shai. Temple did not fail.
That was a
no one even
three,
knows what happened there.
I know. It was a three-quarter court shot from just past his own free throw line.
Sky ball.
61-footer. A 61-foot shot Devontae Graham hit.
Now, right, let's
now
hear
you
the
got
other.
This is New Orleans. Yeah. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Either one. Here's the New Orleans radio. Here's the New Orleans
radio. Radio's always radio. Better than TV.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the New Orleans radio call.
Giddey will float it into Shai, and he throws up a three from 37 feet. Nothing but net. Temple was trying to foul him. They didn't call it. Inbound to Devontae. Three-quarter court. Good if it goes. He banked it in! He banked it in! He banked it in! The Pelicans have won! By the most improbable shot you can even think of.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Do the TV. I just want to see. Now, we've said radio's almost always better. Craig Ackerman. So if you had Bill Worrell, love Bill Worrell, but if you had Bill Worrell calling it versus Craig Ackerman calling it, you'll get a little more juice out of Craig Ackerman.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's just the way. Radio guys are always more boisterous. But maybe we're wrong. Let's hear the TV. Let's hear the TV call.
Devontae sends it, gets it, the game winner.
Oh, wow.
Devontae Graham stuns him in Oklahoma City.
Just how you drew it up.
After the Pels were shocked by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Incredible.
So that was actually color commentator got off a little bit on that.
That's
one.
Usually.
We didn't hear the transition from sad to happy.
Yeah.
Like the radio call, unbelievable. Hit a 37-footer. Here's three-quarter court shot.
Oh! Yeah! Make it happen, sweet Jesus! The game is over!
Usually you'll have the radio guys like to make it about themselves a lot of times.
Well, what was the call the other day? Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go!
What, remember that?
Let's go! Yeah.
And Charlie played
that. That was the Purdue, when Purdue got beat by Rutgers.
Rutgers hit the shot. And the radio guy kept going. The color guy kept going. Let's go. Let's go.
In the middle of, he just kept going. Let's go.
No.
Let's go.
And Charlie goes, you shouldn't step all over the play-by-play.
Okay,
baloney, Charlie.
That's Syracuse,
Charlie. You gotta go
Charlie.
Nuts when
no,
that happens.
No, that's Charlie's.
Oh,
that's well, a Syracuse
that's
guy.
That's Charlie professionalism.
Yeah, exactly. With something you wouldn't know about.
No, I don't know nothing about it.
No,
okay?
Exactly.
Because when the Roughnecks win it on the last play of the game, guess what I'm going to be doing?
What?
Let's go! Let's go!
I know you are. Let's see. Who went to Knox and who went to Syracuse? The most vaunted, prestigious broadcast college in the history of not just the Northeast, not just America, the world.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how many radio hosts come from Syracuse in this market?
You know how many came from Knox?
56 here in Houston 56. Over the years.
Yeah, right. Yep. Well, I think still.
56.
Right
they
now,
continue to come in.
Right. I think right now they're 56.
610's got 17.
Right. And just themselves.
That's just 17
and
610.
And you know how many radio announcers from Knox there are? Not even.
You're looking at them. Security. You're looking at them.
That's it.
It's a joke.
That's it. What a,
yeah, so I'm going to listen to what Charlie says about how you're supposed to comport yourself after a three-quarter court buzzer
go
beater.
Go nuts. Let's
well,
go.
Well, that was unexpected.
Yes.
I guess we avoid the... overtime and a longer trip to the flight. I guess we'll be eating sooner today than we would have previously.
That's not how you celebrate a big win.
Well, unexpected... victory here is you just missed a 61-foot bank shot from three quarters.
And
so away we go to the studio with our post-game show.
Well played, gentlemen.
A well-played game. The last, honestly, if I'm being honest, the game was a bit of a snooze. The last 1.4, but the last 4.5 seconds were, well worth it.
Very amusing to me. So last night, the Rockets, not so amusing. Last night, the Rockets got their ass kicked. Last night, the starters scored 25 points total, all of them. Now, Steven Silas left the bench because he was sick. So John Lucas took over.
Dehydration.
He was dehydrated, yeah. He was dehydrated. So he didn't feel well. He left the bench. I would have left too. I'd have gone, ooh, a little dehydration. I would have gone hydrated with my Coors Lights. And I would have been just, you know, that was a great excuse by Steven Silas to get out of that crap that he was watching last night. But John Lucas says, better watch out, guys. I warned him. The people are going to catch up to this Rockets team. Here he is.
We were slowly drifting at the time of when Coach left. And I think that we lost our composure there for 4 or 5 minutes with turnovers. And they got threes on us. And they got out to a good run. They were in a rhythm. You know, we were, 5 for 29 or so from the three-point line. And if Garrison and Amani are not scoring, it's the best lesson that they can learn. I don't have to tell them a thing. They are now on scouting reports, and they do not get any open looks. And if we don't have those guys scoring with Eric and Christian out, it is a struggle for us to score the basketball.
See, he's dead on there.
Yeah, that's always the case. It's like it's just like a quarterback who gets in and you don't know what he's going to do. And then once they get film on you, one basketball, you know, they haven't even had the game plan for Garrison Matthews. Like, he didn't get playing time. Well, he comes to the Rockets. All of a sudden, he's got at one point, he had 8 games of 12 points or more. He had a streak of hitting 3 three-pointers in every game. You know how many threes he's got in the last 2 games? Zero.
Yeah.
He's not hitting threes now.
Well, isn't it?
They're going to squeeze them. They're not going
to. Not only that, but you know, you always get to your level of. I mean,
yeah.
He was.
Well, he was above the level of expected performance, and now teams are going to make him more of a priority. They're going to say, "Look, we're not leaving him. Okay, on help side, we're going to make it a point, and they'll drill not to leave him in practice. We're going to play Matthews. You're not going to leave him. You're going to force him to play off the dribble." And he's got to make his baskets headed to.
So he's got to adjust now.
Yeah.
So you know what? It didn't help that you didn't have your 4 best players. That hurt.
Well, no, I'm not going to keep saying that. You can't say 4 best players because you play terrible when 2 of them play.
Yeah.
So that's not really fair. It didn't help you didn't have Christian Wood.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
it didn't help you missed your head coach was gone and Christian Wood was gone. That didn't help. But Christian Wood, I mean, you know, what was your excuse the game before?
Yeah. No.
The scouting report, Gary Bird is It's a cool nickname, and he'll flash from time to time against undisciplined defenses. But teams who play with some discipline, they're not going to let him get open looks.
No. All right, Stevie D and Eric are going to join us next, the Culture Map guys, to give us a lowdown on what's going on in the city of Houston this weekend. That's happening next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, Maestro.
Maestro Dobell had some, as a matter of fact, just yesterday, had a little mid-afternoon treat, just treated myself to a little cocktail at about 3:30, and made a homemade margarita, just a basic cocktail version of that. Did that with the Humito, which is the smoked silver that they have. Makes for a great cocktail. I like a little bit of smoky flavor, smoky finish on my cocktails, and that was fantastic. And that's the thing. No matter what you love Reposado, you love the Añejos, you love the silver tequilas, whatever your flavor, whatever your type of tequila is, Maestro Dobell has a large amount of varietals, but they're also, every single one of them is made with 100% blue agave. They're made by a family, 11 generations of tequila makers there in Tequila, Mexico. And what they do is just phenomenal. From the product to the packaging to the care that they put into it, they even created the Cristalino, which is three different tequilas that is charcoal filtered, and you get a distinctive, delicious taste every single time out. Make sure you experience the Cristalino for yourself, wherever fine liquors are sold or in plenty of restaurants around Houston. Maestro Dobell.
Can we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. Time to bring in the Culture Map guys, Eric and Stevie D, joining us once again here to tell us what's going on this weekend. Eric, Lance and I both have food stories. I went to Trattoria Sofia.
What did you think of Trattoria Sofia?
Trattoria Sofia was excellent. Yeah. The atmosphere, the place is great. The food was really good. Everything about it was great.
Yeah, it's really pretty. This is Ben Burgundy Restaurant on 11th Street in the Heights. LJ Wiley is the chef, and I was back there Monday night and just struck by how busy it was for a Monday. I mean, full parking lot, full dining room.
Yeah, we were there Sunday night, and it was late, and it was packed.
Yeah,
it was great.
You would think it's the only restaurant open in the Heights, which is ridiculous because it's one of the best dining neighborhoods in the city. Really great cacio e pepe. Had a really good octopus dish. Love the cocktails. Alba from Julep did the cocktail. So, yeah, I really, really like that.
Yeah, it was good. And Lance went to Pop-Up.
I hit Miracle at Winnie's, and Graham did a great job. They did a great job with decorating. They did it themselves. We went there, and then I went to Anvil. I haven't been to Anvil for a decade. I just haven't been there forever. It's been a long time, and you know what I found is that Bobby Hugel's still in charge there, but they made a conscious effort. I think it's more appealing from the standpoint of it feels more approachable. I thought the menu, based on the last time I was there, I was there when it first opened up, and we had Bobby on Southbound Food and things like that. But we had a good time. It was packed. We're in it Tuesday. First of all, I don't know how John drinks that late on a school night. But that's after 11 o'clock, headed to 12 o'clock.
Live and learn.
It is unbelievably crowded, like 80 people in there, 70, 80 people. It's really loud. Everyone's having a great time. We're having a great time talking, but I couldn't believe the crowd they had on just a Tuesday.
Well, it's a funny sort of thing because you sort of forget about Anvil. It's been around for more than 10 years at this point, but it's still really great. And it was this incredible training ground. And all of the original bartenders are long gone. They've gone on other projects. But Tommy Ho, who's the general manager, has been there for years. You'll see Bobby there occasionally. But
I saw him leaving the other night.
Yeah, but Bobby's not shaking drinks anymore. You know what I mean? Bobby,
right.
Bobby doesn't shine shoes anymore. I don't know if you heard. He's come up in the world a little bit. But it's still, I mean, the drinks are really great. And at a time when, like, you go to Trattoria Sofia, cocktails are $15, $18 bucks. Most of the drinks at Anvil are still like 12.
That was shocking. That was shocking to me is what the cocktails cost. It was not what I was expecting. It's a lot more expensive at a lot of different bars in Houston.
Question for you. Should we be excited about Tim Hortons coming to Houston?
Well, I'm glad that you asked because this has been a vigorous this has been a vigorous debate on social media. There's a lot of people who are excited because they moved here from Canada or they've been to Canada and experienced it. And there's a lot of people who are like, I went to Tim Hortons and I don't get it. Or, you know, we're still a Shipley's town. And I think that's probably right.
We've seen, Shipley's be worried?
No, probably not. No. Houston loves Shipley's. And we've seen a lot of these other donut chains come in, right? Dunkin' Donuts
came in.
They survived
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah, which are beloved across the nation.
Right. Like, if you go to Boston, it's Dunkin' Donuts everywhere. Like, every other block.
There's Starbucks in Boston.
Now,
right.
I would be worried if Meshies. Have you guys ever had Meshies in Lafayette?
Yeah.
It's the best donut ever.
Ain't stopping Shipley's.
But I got to tell you, I'm from Toronto. Tim Horton's coffee is straight diesel. When you guys wake up early, try that Tim Horton's coffee. I'm not kidding.
What time will they'll be open early, huh?
They'll be they'll be open early. And it's coming this summer. They haven't said exactly where yet.
Are they 1 minute from the station? 2 minutes from the station?
That plays into it.
Eric should be a real estate guy because he has a great idea.
My guess, based on nothing, like no intel, just a pure guess, is that they will go into the energy corridor because so many Canadian expats work in the energy industry.
Oh, really?
That would be like a very logical first place for them to
Right next to Rio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. LeChane will keep
the
business all by himself.
There too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
What else is going on?
So there's just one other sort of big national like restaurant is committed to Houston, and it's called Hattie B's. This is like the
National
Hot Chicken. This is
big deal.
Yeah.
Hattie B's, people wait outside in line
Whatever.
To get Hattie
people
B's.
People are stupid for waiting outside in line for restaurants.
Well, Then you told a Lafayette donut store.
No, I never waited outside in line at Meshies. Okay.
You ever had something delicious that you couldn't wait to have?
Okay.
What if your mom had sugo? Would people wait outside for that?
People would wait outside for that.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
But people would. I would go to the front of the line. Hey, Ma. Hey, Ma, let me in.
Yeah. Shut up, John. You're always talking.
Right. But Hattie B's has kind of become the national face of Nashville-based hot chicken restaurants, right? It was sort of invented by a place called Prince's, but Hattie B's is the...
Prince's is ridiculously hot. They say it's like stupid hot.
Yeah. Prince's is bonkers. Hattie B's a little more rounded off the edges a little bit. And so, you know, it's going to be... I feel stupid saying this. It's not going to open until 2023, but it's ground-up construction in the Heights. And it's like a 175-seat restaurant. So it's going to be, they're counting on a lot of people are going to want to eat a lot of Nashville.
Hattie B's is a big deal. When you go to Nashville, you go to Hattie B's if you want to have Nashville hot chicken. And it's the kind that Dell likes, John, where it's in the season.
I don't know. They just try to make it as hot as pot. And it's just, to me,
it's Prince's more than Hattie B's. I had Hattie B's hot chicken. It was fine. It was good fried chicken. It was hot, but not stupid like hurt. You know, you're not going to hurt yourself in and out.
Yeah. Where did I go? I went to a place in the Heights. They just try to
Mika's.
Burn. Yeah, they just trying to burn your mouth. That's all they're doing.
Mika's is great. Mika's is of all of the local hot chicken places. Mika's.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, but Dell's stupid anyway. I don't want to hear him.
Fair enough. All right, Stephen, what do you got?
Okay, guys, can you believe it's 9 days to Christmas? This story is blowing up on Culture Map. If we always want to hook up your readers. Where the heck do you take out-of-towners? We all have out-of-town family. Mm-hmm. Go to culturemap.com. Under entertainment, we have where to take out-of-towners.
I love that.
Lance, we started this piece off with where you're going tonight. You want to just plug it real quick?
Yeah, going to the Botanical Garden. They have the Christmas lights there. You know, we've done Lightscape. Zoo lights for years, and it's fine. It's fine, but...
Lightscape is game-changing.
Our friends, McCool and Kelly, went with their kids. They're like, this is...
Yeah, it's game-changing.
The music, themed music at different parts. He said it is a total game-changer.
Got to check that out. So today, speaking of lights, Hometown Holiday Trail of Lights happening over there in Pasadena. 100,000 lights, trolley ride, Santa, all sorts of stuff. Now, I'm not a big Harry Potter fan. If you or your family or your kids are Harry Potter people, the unauthorized Harry experiences in town... Everything Harry Potter in 70 minutes. Kind of cool. If you've got a Harry Potter.
Wow.
My daughters love Harry Potter.
Okay, so we'll talk off air about tickets. Okay, so we've finally got some golf weather, John, would you say? You're the Coors Light golfer.
Wonderful.
So Pixar putt coming to Discovery Green. It's exactly what it sounds like. Putt-putt, mini golf, all in the theme of Pixar and Disney. So you go there and you do your.
Wow.
IG. So that's really cool. McBride Sisters Wine Tasting happening at the C. Baldwin Hotel. Eric can talk a little bit about the C. Baldwin Hotel. It was the hotel that was supposed to be hot, but the pandemic came. But it's downtown. Go there, do a luxe wine tasting. That should be a lot of fun. Saturday, Christmas tamales. In Houston, you do Christmas tamales, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Tamale Festival happening East End downtown. East End of downtown. You're going to love that. Just go there.
Awesome.
Vendors, live music, kids activities, more. And then this, for people like John who wear $1,000 sneakers. Mm. Kixmas happening at Avenida Houston. The Rockets Clutch City Dancers are going to be there. Mayor Turner is going to be there. First 30 people who will customize your kicks, get a free customization from local artists. You bring your kicks in, they customize it. Say you do ESPN, say you did cool.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. This is a thing to do. This is a sneakerhead thing. It's called Kixmas.
It's neat.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
So
it's happening
downtown.
So you
can have them customize your stuff for you.
Yeah, just bring some socks. First 30 people. So, yeah, just bring a pair of socks.
So you might want to get a brand new pair of white.
Bring some socks.
Yeah, bring a donation of some new socks.
Oh, I got you.
And for free, they will customize
your... So, like,
your
white Air Force Ones or something.
Yeah, you can kick it like Urban Meyer. Yeah. Too soon. Speaking of clothes, ugly sweater Christmas party happening at the Rustic. Put on your ugly
one?
Sweater. The main.
The main.
Yeah. Shane Smith and the Saints are going to be there. Partygoers are proudly... should don their tackiest holiday sweaters, because the one with the ugly sweater is going to win a $75 gift card. And then, if you're wearing ugly stuff for Christmas, there's a onesie party at the truck yard. Throw on your ugliest onesie, you win swag. So, dress badly this weekend, win swag.
John, you're going to wear... Did you and your boys at Luling's ever give each other onesies? And
no, we don't. Yeah, not at Luling's, per se, but probably at Nick's place.
You have onesies?
Yeah, there's a cool. bunch of onesies.
Feel like
what are they called? What's the jumpers? What are they called that started coming? Oh, are they just called jumpers? Or
rompers?
Rompers, yeah.
Rompers.
I want to see you guys wear rompers.
But they're called romp hymns, because romp hymns.
Yeah,
right.
Romp by hymns. The way, you do know that wearing, I don't know if they're officially pajamas, but I feel like they are. Do you know this is the thing now?
Yes.
That Gen Z just wears them out in public.
Yes. I got a story for you.
Everywhere.
Yes. I went to a wedding this weekend. My brother-in-law's kid got married. The bride, wedding dress, 10 minutes into it, puts on her flannel pajamas with her veil. The whole reception, she was in her pajamas.
Yes.
I would like
what is the deal?
I would like to crush that, but look how I dress at work, and I have worn pajamas to work before, and I've also worn Brookstone house slippers one time to the show. Maybe more than once, that were super comfortable back in like 2000, like at 6'10".
That's fine. That's acceptable.
I know. Well, I went to my brother's high school football game. I went to my brother's high school football game, and of course, this entire high school, once it becomes a trend with two or three people, literally the whole school, Denton Geyer, all their kids, all the high school students had flannel like PJs, they were wearing it out that whole day. And I wanted to hate on it, except, like, that's something I would do.
Can I tell you how on point you are right now?
Yeah.
Our style writer, our fashion writer, Julia Davila, does a great job. We were talking about, for a New Year's piece, a January piece, best pajamas to wear out and about. Because my girlfriend is of that persuasion, this young generation, they wear designer pajamas out.
Ooh, you got a young one, Stevie D?
I got a young one. She's 31. She's older. 31. She's in.
You got 31-year-old Stevie?
Yeah. She's nice. Blonde. Stevie, she's in development. Dude. She's a rock star.
She's in development.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't.
No.
She's still developing.
She's in fundraising. Fundraising for UT Health. Development.
See,
no, she's not in.
Hey,
no.
In this show, you can't say she's in development.
You know she listens to these air checks. We're done now. Thanks.
Hey, Doc Linville can help her develop.
Yeah. Hey. Okay.
He does that.
Okay. Well, since Lance just broke me up with my girlfriend, I'm Stephen at culturemap.com, ladies. Stephen at culturemap.com. Eric Sandler shaking his head.
Five star. Going to give us picks on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
We give you culture. We give you food. We give you winners.
Now give us your car.
Now we give you a car. Well, that's not. You give them a car. That's how that works. Carsforkids.org. Carsforkids.org. This is your chance to do something nice, when the reality is it's also your chance to just, you know, get rid of your car, your truck, your SUV, your RV. I don't care what it is, whether it's running or not running. If it's running, great. They love that. If it's not running, they like it, because they'll take it off your property and then they'll use that vehicle to help fund Houston Can Academy. And that's who they work with here in Houston. The Houston Can Academy is making sure young people have a second chance at a diploma. And that diploma is a big deal as a jump off point for a lot of people that gives them a better chance to succeed. And you can be part of that. And all you do is donate your car. You'll get a $50 Visa gift card when you mention you heard about it from Lance on ESPN 97.5. And on top of that, they are going to give you a tax write-off. So you get a chance to write off the car and not the kid with Houston Can Academy and Cars for Kids. Go to carsforkids.org.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 933 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Good show today. We've had a lot of good stuff talking National College Signing Day. We had Pat Forty on. Boys were good here. Culture Map. Now we got Five Star joining us here to talk about. And before we get to Five Star, I want to mention once again, only 4 days left for you to give Christmas spirit. 12 days of giving presented by BB's Tex Orleans today. On the ninth day, we'd like to give back to Be a Champion, Inc., whose mission is to use sports education and community service to enhance the development of our youth, regardless of age, race, gender, religion, or creed. So we're encouraging you to go to ESPN975.com/12days and give. And David Gao, our CEO, is going to match the first 500 today. So that is great, great, great stuff. We appreciate them. And don't forget our Christmas party. Five Star, come in next Friday for our Christmas party.
Just come on in.
I would have came. I literally was supposed to be in town, man. My dad still lives in Southwest Houston. But unfortunately, with me having to do so much work here, man, with the bowl games, I'm not going to be able to make it down to Houston until the week after probably the bowl game's over.
You know what they say, money never sleeps.
Yep, money can't sleep. So great week last week. You gave us a couple of winners. That was really, really great. Nice. So give us a couple more winners here.
Okay, we're going to go back, man, with James Madison. Last week we cashed with James Madison at home. They dominated a good Montana team, 28-6. This week the Dukes will travel to probably the most famous FCS school, North Dakota State. The Bisons have to boost players like Carson Wentz and Trey Lance. They have a cult-like following. And I can see why they have so many fans. North Dakota State has won 8 of the last 9 FCS championships. I don't really count the spring title that Sam Houston won in 2020 because players were sitting out, you know, and things were just off schedule. But in a regular calendar, the Bisons have ruled the FCS. Their dynasty is one of the most impressive in all of sports. The only team to win a title in North Dakota State's decade of dominance is James Madison. The Dukes won the chip in 2016. I believe now 5 years later they'll do the same thing. James Madison is a much more balanced team than North Dakota State. The Dukes quarterback Cole Johnson is thrown for over 3 times the yards of Bison's first-year full-time starter Cam Miller. Johnson can also run the read option well. He has a great straight-line speed. Both teams have lockdown defenses, but I just can't see North Dakota State being able to keep up offensively with James Madison's playmakers, guys. On the outside and in the backfield, North Dakota State plays old school. They run a basic pro-I formation, a lot of tight formation with two edge blockers, smash mouth. They're not very creative in their play calls, and I can't see them dominating the line of scrimmage like they do against most FCS teams. James Madison is tough. They're going to slow down the Bison's predictable running attack, force Cam Miller to making plays, and their defense gets a lot of pressure on the quarterback. We're going to take James Madison, man, +185 and +5.5.
Okay. So, here's an interesting thing is I faded North Dakota State last week and won plus the points. They are, because they're such a powerhouse on that level, you're always going to pay a premium price if you want to lay the number.
Yeah.
You're always going to pay a premium price. So if you can get a team that's got some talent ready to play, you're going to have the best of the number. You may not win, but you're going to have the best of the number from a true power rating standpoint.
By the way, just they're the Bison. We went up there and we were saying Bison. And they were like, no, we're the Bison.
What?
They pronounce it with a Z up there.
With a Z, yeah, that's correct. And we're right on point with that, John. I've run into a lot of North Dakota fans. That's why I said they have like a cult-like following. They remind you a lot of Z's heads, man. They're deep in Las Vegas. They come bet their team a lot. on the weekend. Yeah. Like I said, they dominated the last decade, man. So, they have a lot of fans, man.
It's a crazy fan base. It's really good. It's a good atmosphere. We went there and when JT was at Missouri State, and the tailgate and the people couldn't be nicer. Couldn't be nicer people. But they call themselves the Bison. The Bison. All right. We got James Madison.
They're definitely going by their old numbers, John. They're going by what they did in the past.
Right.
They're taking James Madison. They're a better team this year.
Okay. We got to believe in what you say. You told us last week about James Madison. Now you're telling us again. You had Tennessee Titans last week as well. You got us another pro game?
No, I'm going to go back with college this week. Pro, I'm leaning toward the Saints, but I haven't finished the numbers yet, man. That plus 11 is looking pretty juicy with the Saints' defensive success against Tom Brady since he's joined the division. But I'm still crunching the numbers on that. You know, I'll definitely send you guys a text about that.
Okay.
But for the listeners, you know, keep an eye on the Saints' number. Right now it's back to 11. The Saints have played really well against Tampa Bay in the past.
Okay. What other game you got for us?
We're going to go with Appalachian State -3 against Western Kentucky, guys. It's an early Saturday morning game. And Western Kentucky and Appalachian State will be facing the Boca Raton Bowl. This appears to be one of the better gifts we're going to get this Christmas. I like Appalachian State for many reasons. First of all, they have the better team. They have a much more complete team. The Mountaineers have faced much stiffer competition than the Hilltoppers have. Appalachian State actually plays defense. They're number 2 nationally in tackles for losses. The Mountaineers' defense ranks top 20 in the country in total defense and scoring defense. Western Kentucky defense has performed well, guys. They're allowing almost 30 points a game. Last week, they gave up over 300 yards on the ground to a decent but not great Texas San Antonio team. The Mountaineers' running game is a lot more difficult to contain. App State has incredible depth in the backfield. I expect the trio of Harrington, Peoples, and Noel to take turns running all over Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers program has been inflated by the books, guys. The number nerds are riding the fact that they're 8-4 against the spread. But if you scout these mid-major teams like I do, you trust your eyes over analytics. Yeah, they're 8-4 against the spread, but what's the competition they were facing? Rice, Charlotte, Old Dominion, Middle Tennessee State, Florida International. You know, so I don't expect much from Western Kentucky. Bailey Zapp, who's their MVP quarterback, has an opportunity to break the NCAA single-season passing record. He needs 289 yards to pass the coveted mark. He also needs 5 touchdown passes to break Joe Burrow's record of 60 in a season. I think the pressure to break those records will affect him. I also expect added motivation from a proud Appalachian State defense to do everything in its will to stop Zapp from breaking those records. So we're going to take App State -3, man.
Hmm.
They're a much better team. They have a strong defense.
There it
is. That's what we're rolling with.
That's it.
Yep.
App State.
I like that.
And James Madison. Yeah. Nice, nice. Good stuff as always. We trust it.
App State's been there, done that.
I'm going to tell you
App
this.
State's got a, they're like about it every single week out.
Here's the difference between you and Five Star. Yesterday, you just went, the Rockets are getting 10. This looks good. And Five Star actually looked
handicapping
at all the
Lance
stats.
Used to really pay attention to everything.
Right.
I just went, plus 10, this is dumb. Boink. Like, maybe I should look at a Christian
Wood. You guys know that App State, man, they are ranked 12th in pass efficiency defense. While, you know, everyone's talking about Bailey Zapp and, you know, he's about to break these records. He only needs 5 touchdowns to break Joe Burrow's record. He needs 289 yards to pass the single-season passing record. But he's facing the wrong team to try to do that against, man. They're top 10 in interceptions and defensive touchdowns, man. I expect a very tough day for Bailey Zapp, guys, in the Boca Raton Bowl. And I heard the wind on Saturday morning may be 14 to 15 miles. You know how the wind gets in Florida, guys. So I expect a difficult day for him. It's a sucker number, man. But we're going to be a square this week and take it, man. We're going to go Appalachian State -3.
I feel real
strong about that.
That's our man. At Five Star in Vegas. At Five Star in Vegas. Just giving us winners. Hey, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for giving us these winners, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, talk to you next week, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, at Five Star in Vegas. Now it's time to talk about my man Jeff Aronoff. He's giving you a winner. You know what the winner is? Your house being worth more money. Your business being worth more money. Your business updating so people will actually want to go there. When you have a business and it's not nice, people are, this is gross. I don't think I'm going to go back there. But when it's nice, people are like, wow, this is a really nice place. You know what? I'm going to go back there. Wow, that may make you money. So, and you know what? In your home, how about upgrading, putting in that new kitchen, that new bathroom, that new den or outdoor patio or kitchen? You know what's going to happen? It is going to be worth more money. Jeff Aronoff is actually calling him at 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822 is actually an investment into you making more money. Oftentimes, I mean, it paid for itself when we tried to sell our home and we had an outdoor kitchen that Jeff had put in for us. It paid for itself. Not only paid for itself, but made us money. So if you're looking for a great way to make yourself some money, call Jeff Aronoff, 713-880-2822.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here. I cannot wait when the weather turns. It's so much fun to sit on my Texas Custom Patio's patio and watch football, basketball, baseball, whatever the case may be. Enjoy my favorite streaming show. Send the kids out there so that the wife and I can have some time apart from the kids, or invite some of my best friends over for some steaks and some bourbon out on the patio. Enjoy your patio. Make your house a home with Texas Custom Patios. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and check out all the before and after shots. Texas Custom Patios.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is kind of funny. South Korea did a commercial for milk, a dairy commercial, and they put a bunch of women in the field, like acting like cows. We sincerely apologize to everyone who may have felt uncomfortable due to the milk advertisement video uploaded on the official YouTube channel of Soul Milk. We did not mean to imply that women are cows. Oh, you kind of did. Do you want to take a ride on Berlin's transit system?
Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Because they're promising. How do you think they can
promise? My wife may run the Berlin Marathon this year.
Oh, you need to go.
What's going to happen to me?
They're promising relaxing trips. You know how?
How?
Because they are giving out edible hemp tickets. So you will relax.
I thought it could be something else.
No.
And that would be like very uncomfortable.
Like a massage.
My wife's on the ride like, sir, we'd like to offer you... So, would you like a very relaxing massage today?
No. Yeah.
On the bus? No.
No. How about just how you want some weed? Okay.
It's a hemp base. Is this gonna be like CBD?
It's a ticket
where you're
that
like
you eat? You get on in your.
Don't you give them tickets?
And then you eat it.
Aren't you have to give them the tickets
yeah,
so they know
not.
You're
apparently not just okay. Show them and then you're on
okay
and then eat it and then get wasted. Kraft wants to pay you $20. Do you want $20?
From Kraft?
Yep.
Robert, or because I don't want to get involved in any of that stuff either with him.
No, and it's not okay. For that. Not for that massage. Kraft is going to pay you $20 to not make your Christmas cheesecake because there's a cheesecake shortage this year.
All right. Well, pay up.
Give me $20.
Give me $20 and I won't make one.
That's right.
How do I get my $20?
That's right. That's right.
How do I get my 20?
You'll have to look it up yourself.
Oh, you never have information.
I don't care.
Headline reader.
How about, my goodness. It may seem a little extreme, but apparently rights group are saying that North Koreans are being executed for watching K-pop. I've never seen executed.
What? Well, now, what now?
Yeah.
Say that again.
It seems extreme, doesn't it?
Have you seen some of the K-pop videos?
I didn't even know what K-pop
Fire.
Was.
Fire.
What is it?
Well, it's a rabbit hole. depends. I'm just gonna Google K-pop. I think BTS is a K-pop group. You know the group where all the guys look very pretty.
Okay, I don't know that one.
And you'll be like, okay, so they all here. Look how pretty. John's gonna get a live look at BTS. See how pretty all of them look.
Yeah,
it's a very androgynous group.
Yeah,
very androgynous. They make probably, I don't know, like close to $100 billion a year.
Okay.
In that neighborhood.
As well they should.
They're the most popular, famous group internationally, right. I think, in the world. And now imagine that, but girls.
Right. Ooh. And now that is more interesting to me. that seems like it's something that I'd be
look
more
at this. This is not going to win any football games. No. These dudes are not going to be able to move anyone off the ball.
Doesn't seem
they're
to me.
They're so lithe, and what are the words that you're where you're just is lithe is a word, right?
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I think when I see these guys. I you know what I don't think? Tough at the point of attack. Wouldn't do well in Oklahoma drill. Won't get on the ball after a basketball.
You sure?
They're going to dive out of the way of a pitch as opposed to pulling a Biggio and leaning in and taking his base.
Yeah, no.
Not dangerous at sliding in the home plate. You can totally block the plate on them with no fear of repercussion.
A Florida man has got some problems. Apparently, he wore a mask on a flight, but he was kicked off because the mask was a red thong. Do you think you should be kicked off the
flight? I saw that story.
Yes. And he actually compared himself to Rosa Parks.
Did he?
Everything
with the thong
else,
and everything? What was his rationale?
Here's what this Florida man had to say.
Okay.
Everything else that has sparked change in this country has started from everyday people. Rosa Parks wasn't famous. She changed the course of history. Now, do you think that everyone will start wearing red thongs on their faces?
So what's he trying to do? Is this his stance to end masks on flights?
I think it's a testament to passengers having had enough, citizens having had enough. This is just nonsense. But the airline said, well, he really wasn't in compliance. He's wearing a red thong. And so that's really not something that we need. That's really something that you can't fly with.
Just turn on
Pornhub has revealed 2021's most popular searches.
Oh, you can't read this.
No, but I can read Texas.
Okay.
What do you think was Texas's most searched Pornhub subject?
Are you trying to get me fired? If you want to do a show with someone else, just say it. You don't have to ask me to fill in the blank. Okay.
Little
people.
No. Thick Latina.
I don't hate it.
I mean,
I'm just going to do one motion with my arm, with my hand that no one else can see. Now, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know anything that you're saying.
You don't?
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, La Tormenta.
Yeah. There are a lot of them here I can't read. Mm-hmm. So that is interesting.
Thick Latina is it's so on brand for Texas.
It is. It's great. And there's a lot of them I'm not
sure
going to
sure that's
read.
Not your
I'm not going
search.
To read. A lot of people are searching this. Hottest mom in the world. I want you to guess which one's the mom.
It's got to be the one on the right.
It's actually the one on the left.
Wait, no chance.
Yeah.
No, it's the one on the one on the left is the mom. The one on the right of the picture.
The one on the right here is the mom.
Yeah, that's the same girl
and that's
on
her
the
daughter.
Right. Yeah, the one on the left of the two girls is her daughter.
No, that's the mom.
I know, but the picture right next to it. Which one's the mom? Point to the mom of the picture right next to it. No.
Yes, that's the mom. The left one.
No way.
Yeah, that's why she's the world's hottest mom.
That's the mom?
Actually, says she's going on a lot of double dates. Do you think...
That's gross.
That Alec can maybe...
What if mom's getting a little frisky under a table with the guy and the daughter's like, Mom, can you...
And? What would be wrong with that, I'd say? I'd say, what's...
Which one's the mom?
That's what I'm saying. You can't tell.
Right, the
worst. No, this is the mom.
The one on the left is the mom?
Yeah, that's the mom.
No.
That's the daughter.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you now. The mom looks
younger. Look up world's hottest mom on
the
New
mom
York
looks
Post,
younger than the daughter. They're both good looking. The mom looks younger. That's not pot. That's a trick story.
No, it's not a trick.
You're going to find that's a trick story.
Not a trick. No, it's not a trick.
What, do you just believe it? Have you seen the birth certificate?
This is not a hot mom.
That's not a hot mom.
She's been accused of poisoning her boyfriend. Why? And this is something you better watch out for.
Leaving socks out?
No.
Leaving a scooter out?
He wouldn't shut up.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
Okay.
I think everybody in my house needs to watch out then.
The report shows deputies found a bottle of lemonade with a powdery substance at the bottom inside.
What was it, ricin?
She apparently, he wouldn't shut the up, she said. That's why she poisoned him.
So my wife's now mad at me because the little knee scooter I got for basically just 2 weeks of usage, only sometimes. I just basically got it just for fun, kind of.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll put Splits, my dog Splits, on it and just give him rides around the house. And mm-hmm. he loves his tail wags. And she just hates it. Sometimes I'll put him in Maddie's. She has a little baby doll stroller.
She might poison you for this.
No, I could get poisoned because she wants me to put that thing up in the attic. I was like, it's fun. Why would I put it up?
Why would I want to?
I could get hurt again and then have to get up in the attic. Yeah,
then I can't get it because I'll be hurt.
Let's just keep it out. Can we do Jackson Mahomes is one?
Okay, quickly.
Okay, Jackson Mahomes. That's the brother. Who do you think that is, John? If I were to tell you Jackson Mahomes, is there any way you could possibly guess who that is?
Well, there's only one Mahomes that I know of, so it'd have to be Patrick Mahomes' brother.
It could also be the cousin of, what's Pat Mahomes' dad? It's Pat. Yeah, could be Pat Mahomes' uncle or something like that. You also know Pat Mahomes, the pitcher.
Yeah.
He used to pitch for the Expos.
I know that he's his brother. So, okay. Yeah.
So he's a total douchebag, right? That's not a... He is
what he is.
He is... Oh, if you don't know him, like, it's beyond... Think of the worst, quote-unquote, influencer you can think of, and that's him. Yeah. He went into a Kansas City bar. He didn't get seated right away, so he decided to blast them. It's his cocktail bar. He blasts them on his Instagram stories. So they said, we're sorry that... Dear Jackson Mahomes, we're sorry that you set boundaries that we set boundaries you tried to ignore. Oftentimes, people with unearned status and a sense of entitlement think they're above the rules and will lash out at the employee enforcing them. We're also sorry we could not seat your very large group, as you probably saw our bar is very small. We're sorry that you have the reach that you do, or at least think you do, and that instead of using it for something positive, you decided to use it to try and crush a small business. We survived a global pandemic. We'll survive your ego. We're sorry you didn't reach out to us first before taking to social media.
Which is bigger, the pandemic or his ego?
His ego. But then again, this is an expectation we would have from a mature and rational person, not someone who pours water on fans and dances on the memorials of tragically lost people for TikTok clout. We have not been fortunate enough to be born into a much more talented and much more famous family, but we would like to think that if we did have that much luck, we could use our influence in a more responsible way. We hope our apology finds you well. SOT is the name of the bar.
He is. Unfortunately, he's going to be in our public consciousness forever. Because
he's
not young.
He gets roasted.
But he's going to be. He's going to be famous for being a douche. And we're going to have to hear stories like this all the time. That's the cross we're going to have to bear.
That's a good.
No,
it's a good thing that he's going to have to be part of these stories. At some point, he's not going to like this. He already deleted his Instagram stories. Like, I don't want this heat. Delete.
All right. You know what? You know what is part of my public consciousness right now? Coors Light. Look at everybody.
What about the little onesie? What about my shirt? Romper? What about the romper I showed you that Pat Mahomes and his
Pat
girlfriend
Mahomes
had?
Pat Mahomes was wearing a Coors Light romper. I love that.
You going to get one?
Now, Patrick Mahomes, my kind of guy.
You
his
and Chad
give
each other for
so
Christmas?
What's that?
You and Chad give each other for
maybe.
Christmas?
Maybe. Don't limit us. Why just one? Why you got to limit us? That's what I say. Well, I never go out and say, I'm going to have a beer. Why would I have a beer? Why wouldn't I have 10, 12, 18 beers? Because that's more fun. That's right. It's more fun. And look, if you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, do you think I was hydrated yesterday? Yes. I was hydrated plenty because I had cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. You're looking to be refreshed? I got it for you. There's one place to go. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Climb on, brother.
And I know why, yeah, because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
Go to the next.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.